welcome to Podmon Adventure, the podcast where we don't have any cheeseburgers. This is going to be a, we'll call it special one, because Nolan is sick. We actually recorded this a week ago, and the file got corrupted, and then when we tried to redo it, Nolan came down with COVID. So it's going to be a brief one, just me going over the episode, just so it's on there, and giving our rankings as we did them last time. So, without much further ado, here is Podmon 02, Episode 3, going over Digimon Adventure 02, Episode 3, A New Digitude. So, we open the episode with a shot of a boy that I don't think we've seen yet. I mean, obviously we have, but, you know. With Kari's haircut, he's fucking around on his computer, and he's messing around with the Digimon Emperor's glasses, goggles, whatever. Villains have glasses, heroes have goggles. And he's making some modifications to them. What modifications? Who knows? But we cut to the kids, meet up in the computer lab. Yoli reveals her one utility, which is having a family-run convenience store. And I gotta say, I love the dynamic between the in-training Digimon and Gatomon and Patamon, because, like, the in-trainings are babies. And Patamon being a rookie or a child, literally, is, like, more mature than them, but is young enough to be able to get in on the shenanigans, and Gatomon is just done with everything. But anyway, we find out that Cody's dad is dead, and as they wait for Cody to finish his food, the kids watch the kid from earlier with the blue hair on TV just be a douchebag. Cody shows up. They go to the digital world. Ken has a literal kick the dog moment. He goes home, ignores his mother, and apropos of nothing, we cut to the Digimon Emperor in the digital world being a dick, because it's not obvious who this kid is. And I wish there was more of a mystery. Like, I get that it's a kid's show, but like, you could have let it on a little bit and been more of a surprise for the audience. I hate knowing these things so far in advance of the characters on the show. But anyway, he's fucking with some Elecmon, one of which might be our Elecmon from Season 1. Probably isn't. Who knows? A trio of Gatsumon watches the Digimon Emperor imprisons Elecmon and makes them fight. One gets away, but the other two are forced to fight each other. The kids arrive in the digital world and get a notification for two more Digi-Eggs. Davis tries to creep on Kari. He tries to punch a hologram of the Digimon Emperor. Yeah, just a typical Tuesday for Davis. The Digimon Emperor sticks Tyrannomon on them. Flamesramon flames on. You know the drill. Digimon Emperor says he keeps coming up with new strategies, and they don't. But, like, is he? Because he just keeps sending cannon fodder after them. Like, it doesn't seem like he's doing anything really, really fresh and new. Like, spoilers, I know that he will, but right now he's just kind of repeating himself as far as I can tell. So Hawkmon armor digivolves to Halsamon. So the Digimon Emperor sends in, like, four or five more Tyrannomon. So Armadillomon armor digivolves to Digmon. TK and Kari follow Cody's cowardly ass to look for the other Digi-Eggs while their friends are outmatched. The three of them hide in a cave where, conveniently, the Digi-Eggs with the Crest of Light and Hope are waiting for them. TK and Kari's Digivices change shape in order to accommodate merchandising, and they lift their new Digi-Eggs. Gatomon digivolves to Nefertimon, Patamon digivolves to Pegasusmon, or Armor digivolves to, respectively. and they make short work of the Tyrannomon. Kari, dating the episode very, very poorly, Kari takes a, quote, digital picture for her, quote, computer scrapbook. Cody recaps the last three episodes and comes to the conclusion that they basically have to kill the Digimon Emperor in the real world, and everybody talks down to Cody like a child, which is a thing that Nolan and I talked about this. That is a thing that I find frustrating about this season in regards to Cody, because like Cody seems coded like Izzy in the first season in that he's younger than the rest of the group. Obviously, besides TK and Kari, but he's never treated as being younger. It's just like, just an interesting fact about him that he's a grade lower than Matt and Sora and Ty. I think Mimi is as well, but and Joe's older. But it's never really a thing. Whereas in this season, Cody's treated more like TK or Kari in being younger, but it's not in his personality really at all. Like, he doesn't behave like the younger child except when it's convenient to make him naive or whatever. So I find that, like, and I know it's mostly probably a dub thing, but the characterization of the three new mains is inconsistent and unappealing to me in a lot of ways. But we'll explore that more as the show goes on. So we actually came up with a ranking system for the monsters, but we'll probably revise it a little bit, and so we'll actually reveal that next episode. So with all that said, Tyrannomon, we're just going to lump them all together. Tyrannomon gets a C tier. You know, they could be worse, but so far, man, so far the monsters this season just are not doing anything for me. Like, I'm familiar with the season. I know that we're going to get more interesting stuff later on in the Digimon Emperor arc, and then later, and I know we'll get out of this kind of retreading low tier monsters or Antagomon from the first season, but we're not there yet. And just really nothing to say about Tyrannomon. Really nothing going on there. So, C tier. This episode gets a bad egg. It's our first bad egg, because nothing really happens. I mean, obviously we get TK and Kari's. I think the only thing that's keeping this from being a goose egg is the stuff with Ken, honestly. But it's interesting, like, contrasting this season with the first season and the, like, the first, like, introductory first, however many, I guess, to this point, three episodes. Because I feel like we knew the characters better, even though it was kind of rushed and kind of crammed in there. I feel like we knew the characters better by the end of episode one in the first season than we do even to this point. But we also already have our five what are effectively champions. Like, I know we'll get more, but we already have, like, our fighting force. Like, everybody's equipped now. We can kind of get into story a little bit more if they choose to do so. And by this point in the first season, we only had Greymon and Garurumon, and we get more over the next six episodes, but it felt more character-driven than just, okay, well, we've got everybody has an armored Digimon now or a champion effective Digimon now. Now we can fight and everything. So I feel like in some ways this season feels more rushed to get to the action and everything, or get the pieces in place for the action. But at the same time, it feels like the character stuff gets dragged out a lot more. But anyway, so that's the episode. I'm sorry that we are a week behind. I took a lot of pride in the fact that we made it for 56 weeks with no breaks, which is kind of a novel thing for fandom. I'm sorry there wasn't a Halloween special. Like, we didn't get a chance to do it. We obviously, you know, are falling behind on recording the main show. We will have something for you for Christmas. But hopefully, you know, I say that and I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, but our intention is to have something for you special for Christmas. And hopefully next week things will be back to normal and no one will be here and it won't just be me reciting the events of the episode to you and stammering my way through it. But all that said, thank you for listening, and we will hopefully both be back here next week. Until then, goodbye.